Today is July 3rd, the feast day of the Apostle St. Thomas, one of the 12 apostles hand chosen by Christ to be one of the 12 pillars of the Catholic Church. Thomas would eventually become a martyr, dying for the Lord in India after spreading the faith in that region. So this is the famous Doubting Thomas, who is the patron saint of sort of scientists and empiricists who say, unless I see it, and unless we can measure it, physically, I don't believe. So St. Thomas is also, because he was a carpenter, he's a patron saint of architects, patron saint of stonemasons and stone cutters. And there are three places where St. Thomas is mentioned in Scripture. We know that he is from Galilee. The name Thomas means, in Aramaic, was Didymus, which means a twin, so most likely he had a twin brother. And the three places that are mentioned St. Thomas, first, is after the Lord had raised Lazarus from the dead, his disciples, they were on their way to Jerusalem near Bethany, because the Lord had heard that Lazarus was sick and he was going to eventually raise him from the dead, because Jesus knew that Lazarus was going to die. The disciples were saying, Lord, don't go to Bethany. It's only 2 miles outside of Jerusalem, and they're plotting to kill you. But the Lord had set his face toward Jerusalem. He knew that he had to go ultimately to his death. And this is the first time we hear Thomas speak in Scripture. He says, let us also go with him that we may die with him. See the beauty of Thomas's soul, that he was willing to die with Christ. He had that great zeal, knowing that they were going towards their death to Jerusalem. He said, let us go with him that we may die with him. Now, the second time that we see St. Thomas in Scripture is when Jesus says to the disciples, where I am going, you cannot come now. And Thomas said to him, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And it was to Thomas that Jesus gave the famous statement, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that was said to Thomas. Those great words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus doesn't just teach the way, teach the truth, or give us a life. He is the way. Jesus is the truth. He is the life. And the third and last time that we see Thomas in Scripture is after the resurrection. For some reason, he's not with the apostles the first time the Lord appears. And so they all tell Thomas, we have seen the Lord. And he says in today's gospel, unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Thomas had seen the crucifixion at a distance along with the other apostles, because he all ran away except for John, who alone stood at the foot of the cross. So Thomas had seen the wounds of Christ. He heard the pounding of the nails. He saw the piercing of the Lord's heart. So Thomas had seen the crucifixion at a distance. It's also interesting because this is where we find out that Jesus was crucified with nails. Nowhere else in Scripture does it mention that. When it mentions in the other places that Jesus was crucified with the two thieves, it doesn't indicate whether they were tied by ropes or nailed to the cross. But it's only here that we find out that Jesus was nailed to the cross because of what Thomas tells us. And what does the Lord respond? Jesus appears the following Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, and Thomas was with them this time. And so the first thing Jesus says to the apostles is, peace be with you. So he forgave their sins. He gave them the peace, the shalom, the forgiveness. And then he turns to Thomas, because Jesus knows everything. He says, Thomas, you may now put your finger into my hands and your hand into my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe. So here was Doubting Thomas, the greatest of all the doubters, now becomes the greatest professor of the faith. He professes and says, my Lord and my God. That is the most explicit, the most powerful, the most accurate description of the divinity of Christ in all of Scripture. So here he is, doubting Thomas, now becoming the greatest believer, and says, "My Lord and my God." That's what we should say every time we receive communion, every time we come to Mass and the host is lifted and the bells ring. We should say to ourselves, "My Lord and my God." When the chalice is lifted and the bell rings, we say, "My Lord and my God." The words of the great St. Thomas. But then the Lord pays all of you a compliment, because he says, "Have you come to believe, Thomas, because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." That's all of you. Blessed are you because we've not seen and yet we believe. So Thomas became the greatest professor of the divinity of Christ, calling him "My Lord and my God." And ultimately, Thomas, who had doubted before, would be so in love with Christ and so believe in his resurrection that he would travel all the way to India, preach the gospel, and then be martyred for the faith in the year 72 AD. So I would encourage you every day, when you go to daily Mass and you receive Jesus in Holy Communion, always quote the words of this great apostle, "My Lord and my God." I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of the 12 apostles, which includes St. Thomas. You can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of the holy apostles, especially St. Thomas, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.